by now in New York City. There's snow on the ground.
Holiday edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning,
out
y'all.
Out in California, the sunshine's falling down.
We're getting a little Western country. We had a little
Memphis.
Mardi Gras Christmas. Michael Martin Murphy Christmas.
We're getting everybody in the mood, no matter where you're from.
Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight.
That's our prayer.
Christmas in Dixie.
Or Arizona.
Snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie. Everyone tonight.
Holiday edition, y'all. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House. Glad you're here. Broadcasting throughout the great state of Arizona, if we're involved in any conversation on air you'd like to partake in, call us toll-free at 1-888-767-4348. We are taking questions on home improvement, but we're here with another group of special guests that I would like to get introduced to everybody. They are here from St. Vincent de Paul, which we have associated ourselves with in the last 6 months, and it has been a wonderful journey to date. And Miss Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
Glad you could make it today.
I survived the 18-year-old birthday party, and here I am. Thanks for letting me get started a little later.
I slept at my mother's house last night because our 18-year-old baby daughter had her 18th birthday on December 18th. So it was her golden birthday as well as her upcoming graduation party. And so she wanted a blowout.
She got one.
I knew it was going to go a lot later than I was going to be able to stay up. So about 9, I was up till 1 the night before putting all the things together that she wanted for the party. But last night I chickened out and checked out at 9 o'clock, drove over to Mama's house and went to bed.
Well, I was really glad you did because you were tempted to stay because they were kind of at a mellow part of the party. She was opening her gifts and reading her cards. And then they moved inside right after he left. And they were Xbox dancing and lip-syncing contests. It was, and Nerf gun fights in the living room. It was, I'll be picking up Nerf gun bullets for a while.
All right. Well, I'm glad they got that done without any damage to the house. Thank
goodness
for that. So
far, so good.
So that's all about what Christmas is about, is bringing home the peace and the spirit and the joy. And I think one of the most significant ways we can accomplish that is by volunteering.
Absolutely.
Let me introduce our cast of guests this morning, Mrs. Susan Junker. Miss Susan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Rosie.
Development office,
yes.
Officer for St. Vincent de Paul.
That's right.
On staff. Been there how long?
I've been on staff for 4 years.
That's awesome. And we've got Miss Julie Douglas, board member for St. Vincent de Paul, as well as a volunteer at St. Vincent de Paul.
Yes, happy to be here. Thank you, Rosie.
Thanks for coming in. Mr. John Junker, Community Partnership Outreach Officer for St. Vincent de Paul.
Great to be with you all.
Great to have you all here. Where shall we start? There's so much to cover.
Well, let's just educate people on what actually St. Vincent does. You and I have had the chance now over the last 6 weeks to visit their campus and find out that there is so much more than you could even imagine in all the different facets. So I thought maybe just an overview of the different ministries, different aspects, you know, how someone might come and what they could find there for help.
John, I love the mission statement of St. Vincent de Paul.
Well, it's special because it really starts with the individual. And one of the goals is try to help individuals to grow spiritually as volunteers, our Vincentians like Miss Julie here. And then to help others, because we realize you got to help yourself before you're ready to go out in the community and help others. So Julie and her associates and peers spend a lot of time making sure working on the fact that they're ready to go, and then they can extend and extend those arms out into the community and help others. And that's been a great thing to see that in action. It's really special.
And a Vincentian, define that for us. That was a new word for me.
Well, Julie's the one to do that, but essentially there we have about 10,000 volunteers at the what's called the Phoenix Council or Phoenix Chapter of St. Vincent de Paul, and There are about 150 of those in the country, and amazingly, the Phoenix one is the largest one in the country, and that's all because of our volunteers and donors that have been so generous that have made that happen, but also because of those people who've decided to step forward and be our Vincentians, who are really our formalized volunteers, and maybe Julie could give you a few seconds about that.
Yes. There are 81 conferences in our area that basically are parish-based, and there are volunteers at each of those that deliver food boxes. My conference, for example, delivers every day except for Sunday, and your calls will be anything. We get about 20 to 25 calls per day, and those can be food boxes. Those can be hygiene packs, you know, where someone, if they can't buy food, they can't buy toothpaste or toothbrushes or shampoo. It's utility requests, rent requests. We just had a woman who was needing help with utilities to enable her to go to a funeral. That was just a very touching story. And she, the thank you letter from her, I wish I had here to read to you. It was just heartbreaking.
You got the food packages and the health packages that go out. Y'all have got a kitchen that serves how many a day?
We're doing now 4,200 meals a day.
A day.
Around Arizona and really in the valley. And that's just hot prepared meals going out to our five dining rooms. And we serve about 18 other community nonprofits who have an interest and have a need but don't have kitchen facilities. So 4,200 meals every day, and that's one of those jobs that never stops.
And it's that is all cooked in one kitchen, right? Just right there south of the freeway.
Exactly.
And it's a sight to see. The vats, the day I was there, they were cooking beans. The vats are mind-boggling.
Is that a little bigger than the Rosie's gumbo pot?
Yes, probably 1,000 times. So, I mean, it's inspiring. I love to cook, so I can't.
Well, it's
and then y'all, and then y'all have a health clinic right there.
We have a medical and dental clinic that last year did over 15,000 appointments and visits, and we're working very hard to be able to expand that in the years ahead. And it's really wonderful to see that happen. And, you know, it's interesting. People say, well, I want to wipe out poverty, but should I help? Because there will always be situations where people are impoverished or poor families, but I want to go where I can help. Well, when people step up to help us, as our very generous donors do, all across the community from all backgrounds, all kinds of people you can imagine, we're so blessed. But it's interesting, when people help us, they do wipe out poverty for that person or that family one at a time, and it does make a difference.
We were just, Miss Susan, with you. Was that Thursday or Friday?
It was Thursday.
It was Thursday.
We were at the thrift store at 29th Street and Bell.
That's right.
And it's adjacent to the Palomino School. Talk about that event. That was spectacular.
That's a fabulous event. I'm happy that you were both able to witness that. Each year, right before Christmas, that thrift store on 29th Street and Bell is essentially cleared out and restocked with items that the children from the grade school can come in and theoretically, figuratively purchase. They come up, it's grades K through 6. And so we have about just over 1,300 children who come up that day. They offer a nominal amount of money to their classroom. There's no exchange of money at St. Vincent de Paul. And they are allowed to come in and shop for two gifts. Now, the key to this is that these are gifts to give to someone else. They cannot buy toys for themselves or other things that might be available. And like Jennifer, you said, it's very well organized, and the kids are so excited to be able to come in and have the opportunity to shop for someone else, which they may not be able to do otherwise. So it's quite heartwarming, I think, and the kids have a blast.
We had a great time there. I actually helped a little girl pick out a cookie jar set, and she wanted to know, can I get the whole set, or do I just take one of them?
Well, her question was, is anything off?
Anything off limits?
Which I thought was really sweet because it was unassuming, but she wanted this canister set, and so they had to help her get it all put. It was like five big canister jars.
And a sun tea jar, and it all went together, so it was great.
And there was one little element with the bicycles, Susan.
Oh, yes. The children in at the school, each classroom teacher selects one student who is eligible for a bicycle. 10 of the bicycles are brand new bicycles that one of our generous corporations, Drive Time, donates to us. And then the other are others are refurbished bicycles. I think we had about 40 bikes that were refurbished in our bike shop. And then the kids who receive these are, they may have kind of qualified for them. Might have been attendance. It might have been turning in their homework every regularly. It's not just that they're the top students in the class.
Improvements in their work, yes, or their conduct, mm-hmm, those kinds of things.
Yeah, citizenship, those kinds of things.
Everybody went in the back and got fitted for the bicycle. Then the name went on the seat, and they all got delivered later that day. One of the young men, Anthony, he said, "Well, you don't need to deliver it. I'll just take it now."
He did. He wanted to ride back to school.
That's our kind of guy right there.
Let me save you the delivery, or we could do this. Here visiting with special guests from St. Vincent de Paul, who specialize in helping everyone of any background as they feed, clothe, house, and heal. Since 1946, with 10,000 volunteers, the largest St. Vincent chapter in America. We're going to come back and visit with Miss Julie Douglas about how she began her volunteer career at St. Vincent de Paul when we get back. You're welcome to join the conversation and share your volunteer story or testimony at 1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the House.